This is 10 Minutes or Less, a weekly-ish podcast of the local church. I'm Brent Levy. Do you remember middle school? Maybe you do, or maybe you've blocked it out. I don't know too many people who have a fondness for middle school. If you're one of them, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. But middle school, right? The acne, the growth spurts, the body changes, locker rooms and gym uniforms, learning how to do the whole feelings thing, getting those butterflies and not quite sure what to make of them, the painful first few notes of a new violin student. When I was in middle school, I had a gym teacher who called me Brenda, which is not my name. It's a nice name, but it's not mine. In middle school, no longer was I top of the heap, having left the glory days of elementary school behind. In middle school, I was waiting with great expectation for high school. Glory days, Friday night football games and driver's licenses and some sort of autonomy and more learning how to do the whole dating thing. But I wasn't there yet, because middle school and those 3 years dragged. I don't know what it's like anymore, but for me, middle school was a time of tremendous change and disorientation. Maybe some tears and awkwardness and tension. I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable, but there was no way around it. To be in middle school is to be stuck in the middle. To be in middle school is to be found in an in-between time. And I say all this because we too find ourselves in the middle, in between. And it's hard and tension-filled and disorienting and uncomfortable. In the church, we have a calendar that orients our lives. It's called a liturgical calendar. You can Google it if you want to, because we only have 10 minutes or less here. But the gist is that for generations, people who call themselves Christians have used this calendar to give shape to our existence, to order the rhythms of our lives. And this week marks the beginning of a new season in that calendar. And in fact, a whole new cycle of our liturgical calendar, another year in the church, because this week marks the beginning of the season of Advent. Contrary to what the Hallmark Channel and the Elf reruns and Mariah Carey all want you to believe, the truth is that it's not Christmas yet. We've got some work to do first. The church, in its wisdom through the ages, has set aside a season in the liturgical calendar, the 4 weeks before Christmas, to pause, to stop, to wait, to watch, to listen, to take a look around at our world, the world outside and the world within, and to realize that all is not as it should be. Maybe you know something about that. Maybe you can feel it. This is what Advent is all about. The word Advent means coming or arrival, and it's a season in which we not only wait for the hope of Christmas and the coming of the Christ child, but a time in which we also look ahead to the new creation and wait with expectation for the arrival of the day when all things are made new, when the world is as it should be, as one in Christ. In Advent, we find ourselves in between the now and the not yet, in between God's world as it is and God's world as it should be. Advent is a time set aside to grope for the light switch in the dark, to recognize our place in the middle place. It's an acknowledgement of our existence in between. We're in between the wars and rumors of wars of the now and the shalom of the not yet. In between the heartache of fractured relationships of the now and the reconciliation of the not yet. In between the relentless pace and distracted days of the now and the joy of delight and play and Sabbath rest of the not yet. In between the grief of loss and shattered dreams of the now and the peace that surpasses all understanding of the not yet. In between the separations and deportations of the now and the celebration and reunion and communion, the joy of belonging of the not yet. In between the fog of fear that shrouds so much of our lives in the now and the light that pierces that darkness in the not yet. So this is the invitation here on this podcast for the next couple weeks. We're going to explore this in-between, welcome it, embrace it, journey through it. Because though we find ourselves in the middle, though we may feel stuck in between, the promise of the gospel, of the good news of Christ's coming, is that this is not the end. Wherever you are and whatever in-between place you may find yourself in the thick of today, in between the now and the not yet, your story, our story, doesn't end here. There may be discomfort and tension and disorientation, but the light shines in the darkness, John writes in his gospel, and the darkness did not overcome it. How might you be living in between? What are you waiting for? What's the hope for which your soul is yearning this Advent? And now, as we close a reading set aside for this first week of Advent from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians a long, long time ago, but good words for us even now, who find ourselves in the in-between. Chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you, given all the joy we have because of you before our God? Night and day we pray more than ever to see all of you in person and to complete whatever you still need for your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus guide us on our way back to you. May the Lord cause you to increase and enrich your love for each other and for everyone in the same way as we also love you. May the love cause your hearts to be strengthened, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his people. Amen. We're back next week with part two of this in-between series in 10 minutes or less. Ten Minutes or Less is the podcast of The Local Church, a bold, inclusive new faith community committed to being with and for one another, our community, and the world. You'll find us in bold purple throughout Chatham County, North Carolina, but we are a new expression of Christ United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill. If you love what you hear, help make sure others hear it too. Would you share this podcast with a friend or post about it on Facebook, Twitter, or your Instagram story, wherever you're sharing stuff worth sharing these days? Ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts are a big help, too. We would love it, and we can't do this without your support. If you'd like to invest in the work God's doing through the local church, including the cost to keep this podcast up and running, you can make a gift online. Visit thelocalchurchpbo.org and select Give. My email is in the show notes if you want to get in touch, and we're easy to find on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. There you'll find, especially on Facebook, information about our upcoming Beer and Carols event on December 17th. Just search for The Local Church or Local Church PBO, all one word. Thanks for listening, friends. My prayers are with you for a meaningful first week of Advent. The in-between is the perfect place to love where you are.